It is now 7 p.m. I will call this meeting to order. Would you please stand for the invocation and the pledge of allegiance?
We will bow our heads. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather and serve our community this evening.
Yes.
Grant us wisdom in our decisions, unity in our purpose, and integrity in all we do. We pause to honor military service members who passed away this weekend.
Yes.
We're grateful for the sacrifice, and we ask that you bring comfort and strength to families and fellow service members. Guide us now in our work and help us serve with humility and compassion. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so very much. Council, you have minutes from February 16, 2026, City Council minutes, work session minutes on 2/25/2026. What is your pleasure regarding those minutes?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to recommend that we approve the City Council agenda minutes for 2/16/2026 and the City Council work session minutes for February 25th, 2026.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Is there any discussion? If not, please vote by stating your name that you affirm or you do not.
Waja Anton, I affirm.
Doris Dawkins, I affirm.
Dwayne Green, I affirm.
Dwight McMurtry, I affirm.
Patricia Wisdom, I affirm.
Motion passed 5-0. Do we have anyone signed up for citizens' comments?
We do. We have two people who have signed up for citizens' comments. The first person is, I guess, Ms. Kim Bochuk, excuse me if I pronounced it wrong. If you'd like to come forward, I saw you signed up for a P&Z matter that's on the agenda. If you would like to speak at the citizens' comments, you're welcome to, but if you want to speak on a specific P&Z matter and have it be part of the record, you would need to speak at the time. There will be a public hearing, so we call it, but I understand that this one is on the agenda to be tabled. So I'll leave it to you. You're welcome to come and speak at citizens' comments, or you can wait till we call it. If it's a part of the zoning matter, then I would wait until we call the zoning, because then it'll be part of the minutes for that zoning matter. Okay. And then the other person who asked to speak is a Mr. Tom Volk. I'm not sure I'm saying that. Oh, there you go, Bob. Can you give us your name and address?
Tom Volk. My home address is 4130 Cedar Ridge Road, and my business is 4279 Marietta Street. Which is relevant because I walk the stretch that I'm going to talk about. I wanted to flag three different issues related, for lack of a better term, trash. It's not that simple. Three things that I want to talk about, and I'll try and do them quickly because I know I have a limited time.
Yeah.
One is parades, and most specifically Christmas parade, but I think it applies more broadly. I've been at the salon for the last three parades. Each year, the number of participants goes up. The parade seems to go well, but there is more garbage left in the streets each time, candy wrappers primarily. I tried putting my garbage can out near the street. One person jumped off one of the rides, came with a whole handful of candy wrappers and threw them in. So wonderful, it worked for one person. But there's a lot, and this year particularly, my first three clients coming in Saturday morning all said, what happened? The street looks awful. And it was, I walked downtown, and I know the square was cleaned, and there were like 44 dumpsters filled. I mean, they clearly had, by Saturday morning, had that all cleaned up there. But Marietta Street did look bad, and it was Wednesday before a crew got around to coming out and cleaning it up. So I know it happens. I don't want to get rid of the candy. If that's what the kids like, I'm fine with it. But if we could try anything, whether it's setting a string of garbage cans out along Marietta Street and nice signs that say, please throw the wrappers here, whatever you want to try, I don't pretend to have an answer, but I would love to see something there. The second one, for my example, is one specific intersection, but I suspect it's others that Richard D. Saylor's and New Macklin walked by there. It's a fairly common accident location. Crews are really amazing. I mean, the roadway, the cars are barely gone, and somebody sweeps up and pushes it all aside and gets the roadway clear. But then sometimes those broken headlights and stuff will be sitting at the edge of the street for 2 or 3 weeks. Sometimes it's only a day, but it takes a long time. And what's happening frequently is the rain comes and actually washes it back into the street. So if there's a standard we can, you know, how 48 hours or whatever is a reasonable standard that we have, and I don't know who cleans it up, to be honest. If that's Public Works or if that's, I don't know, but if we could look for that, I suspect that's more broadly involved too. And the third one is specific to New Macklin and on the west side of the street from the Berry Bridge up to where the buildings start. There's a part of that has a guardrail and then the last part doesn't, but for that, whatever reason, that section seems to be a dumping area. And if it's something like a broken hubcap, I'll pick it up and throw it away somewhere. But quite frankly, I'm 70 years old and I can't climb over guardrails to pick up garbage anymore. So if, I don't know if that's putting a garbage can halfway down and hoping people use it. I don't pretend to know how to stop bad habits like that. I just don't know. But if there's something we can think about, I would appreciate that as well. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
That was all.
Right. Now we have a presentation. Splash 2028.
Thank you, Mayor. I wanted to take the opportunity to share some information with the public about SPLOST in general, and just to let everyone know that we do have a renewal coming up, and just to provide some basic information in hopes of anticipating the questions that they might have, and then also providing information about open houses we're having. The SPLOST, the Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax, is a 1% sales tax that is enacted on sales throughout Cobb County, and about 4% of that goes to the state, and 1% to the county, and then 1% to the cities. It's primarily for capital projects. It's not for operations. And for example, we could not use it to for any of our daily operations, but it's for basically the capital projects, or if we are doing a replacement of HVAC, or if we are purchasing body cameras, things like that for the public safety. It is it's shared with other visitors that come to Cobb County. It's not just the residents who live here and who shop, but anyone who comes into Cobb County. Whether they're going to the Performing Arts Center, or they're going to the Battery, or they're going to Six Flags too, Whitewater. Thank you. Whether it's that, everyone who comes and they're making those purchases, that's shared with all the residents of Cobb County. So we have a lot of visitors that come to Cobb County, and those sales taxes that are collected then are sent to the state and distributed back to the county. It does, it's been here for 30 years. It's been in place since 1995. And even with that in place for that long, that 1% sales tax, Cobb County is still one of the lowest with sales tax in the state. The SPLOST program, again, is the 1% sales tax that we can use for major projects. And I'll go over some of the ones that we are recommending in a few minutes. We have it. We've had it here and approved by the voters from 2005, 2011, 2016, and 2027. The current SPLOST that we have in place expires December 31, 2027. And there will be a referendum on the ballot this November to reconsider renewing that. So it's not a new program. It's something that's been in place for a number of years, and we're recommending that it be renewed. Question that we've had before is, can SPLOST be used to reduce property taxes? No, it cannot. It's not used for that purpose. What it can do, however, if it's funding certain capital projects, then that is saves on the property taxes that would otherwise be allocated to those capital projects. Another question has come up is there any kind of oversight on the expenditures in the program? And there is actually a citizen oversight committee. It was appointed in 2005, and each city and Cobb County meets with the Citizen Oversight Committee twice a year. It's usually in the spring and then again in the fall. Powder Springs is usually in March and then again in September. So there is someone, a group of individuals, there's 15 members, and they look at all the expenditures. We have to do presentations to them, answer their questions. They offer suggestions and recommendations for consideration in their oversight. This here is a list, and you can't see it very well here. This will be on our website, but we do have a recommended set of projects, and primarily most of them are really more of a taking care of what we have. There isn't, except for the two trail projects on Old Lost Mountain Trail, that connector, and then on Austell Powder Springs Road. A lot of these are taking care of what we have. Every year on resurfacing, we do anywhere from $800,000 to $1 million each year on resurfacing. In the latest road rating program, is recommended that we do closer to $1.3-1.4 million. And so what we have recommended is that we do the 1.3 to 1.4 and allocate a portion of those to take care of the resurfacing, and that includes milling the roadways, taking care of curb and gutter, also taking care of drainage that might be associated with that project. The other category that we typically do each for each program is public safety. What this program would do is purchase 12 vehicles. It's two vehicles each year during the SPLOST program, and would also provide some of their equipment needs and their technology needs. We've estimated approximately $1.5 million allocated to that. Excuse me. The next one is general streets and intersection improvements. So there's not any new streets that are planned, but what we do have is intersection improvements. For example, in some of these, we have already finished the construction, the engineering and the right-of-way acquisition, and now we need to proceed with construction. And so some of them include roundabouts at Austell Powder Springs Road, as well as Florence and Dallas Powder Springs Road. We also have a number of intersection improvements through along Powder Springs Road. Is not necessarily an intersection improvement, and this road actually might be considered new because it is a parallel access road, but it's intended to address the problems, the safety issues that exist at Forest Hill and Sailors Parkway and Powder Springs Road. We've had fatality at that location. If you're familiar with the area I'm talking about, it's where the large daycare is off to the right, and then there's a pocket of commercial properties down beneath near the Silver Comet Bridge. So like there's a barbershop and down there, as well as a laundromat. So when people come out of that, you're not supposed to take a left turn. However, a number of people that go down there, they do take a left turn on a regular basis. And it's created a safety issue. So this one project is what we call the parallel access road is new in that sense, because it will parallel Powder Springs Road down to where the Creekwood subdivision is. Just before you get to Hopkins Road, to provide a traffic signal so that those commercial properties, as well as the other properties that exist on that side of the road, can access safely at a signal. We have Lewis and Oglesby Road would be part of this as well. When the logistics warehouse was approved which they could have done in the county. Unfortunately, they annexed into the city so that we benefit from that development. There was recommendations or requests made to address the truck traffic that comes into the downtown and then with a potential to impact those residential properties. We do have a project that's planned some improvements that's intended to steer those trucks to go to the left towards 278, which is where they really should be instead of coming into the downtown. There isn't anything that we can do to absolutely prevent it and prohibit it, but the road improvements would facilitate that. We also have a number of bridge repairs. There are a number of bridges in the city. The repairs that need to be made are not so significant that they'd create issues, but they have to be addressed, and that would be included in this. The library, Powder Springs Library, the city owns and leases to Cobb County. That property and that building footprint, including the roof and the HVAC and everything associated with, is the city's responsibility. So all of those type of things would be included in this category. And we are recommending the cost we've anticipated to be about $7.5 million. Facilities and technology related to facilities. So aside from the library that we own, all of our other facilities throughout the city, they have lifespans, the HVAC, there's other electrical issues that sometimes happen. Just different things that happen. If you are an owner of a house or owner of a building, you know that you encounter those over from time to time. So that would be included in this. And then we also have technology recommendations from our IT department about the number of things that we should take a look at doing in order to keep the city and the customers and the residents whose data is within our system as safe as we can. And then parks and trail and drainage. As you know, we do have a number. Well, drainage is always taken care of whenever we do a road project, but we also have independent stormwater infrastructure throughout the city that our stormwater fee is insufficient to cover completely, or we keep it as low as possible with the help of the SPLOST. And so it would do some of that work. It would also do any other drainage associated with those road projects. The two, this is where the trails, where I'm talking about, those would be new. So coming down Olas Mountain from the Silver Comet into down Olas Mountain to Jackson Way and then into the square, there's an existing sidewalk. And so it would be within that footprint, but it would be expanded to include a side path. So that we're encouraging and facilitating the a safer travel directly from the Silver Comet to our town square. That is a new project. And then the other project, this has been in the works for a while with Cobb County, the City of Austell, and then the City of Powder Springs. We've made application for funding. We've received congressionally directed spending. Cobb County is leading that effort. But they've received congressionally directed spending at the federal level, as well as we've made application for different grants. And so the cost of that, everyone's participation would be lower. Like, for example, the city's cost or participation in that would be about $500,000 for that. And that is all the way from Austell, all the way down Austell-Powder Springs Road to the intersection with Marietta Street and then over to Lindley and connecting with the Silver Comet. So that is a project involving four funding partners. And then anytime that we need to replace any kind of equipment within our parks or add something additional within our parks, that would come out of this category. Those two together would be with the trails about $1.6 million, and then with the stormwater improvements, that would be another $1.6 million. And then finally, I do have just the county's projects. And you can find this information on our website as well as the county's, but they do have some project that the public is probably interested in. They do have a fire station replacement project. They have a new state courthouse. If you've ever been to the state courthouse on Marietta Square, whether if you're on their jury or if you're, you know, a party to something and you have to be in that action, people are coming in at the same time. They transport those that are incarcerated in at the same entrances as the judges and The attorneys are coming in as well as the public. So there's a lot of close quarters. And so it is a safety issue. The county has included that. And they have their own roadway resurfacing throughout the county, as well as some pedestrian improvements and sidewalks throughout the county as well. But there's a number of projects that they have on their website. And then the timeline, last year we started this process. They provided notice of a timeline to the cities a year ago. They did meet with each of the cities to get some general information and feedback about what the SPLOS, this 2028 renewal could look like. And then we had to submit a list of recommendations this past fall and to the county for their consideration as they start building an intergovernmental agreement, which is called an IGA. They've had open houses since January. We had one tonight. We'll have several more before the council meetings, the next three council meetings. And then we'll probably have some again in the fall, summer and fall, as we approach the time that is placed on the ballot. We expect to get the proposed IGA from the county in May. They will notify elections this summer so that they can prepare the referendum and the language for it and notify the public, and they have to advertise, and then it'll be on the ballot in on November the 3rd. So we did discuss SPLOS. We had an opportunity to do that at our town hall meeting earlier this year. Our SPLOS program manager is Croy Engineering. They were at that meeting. They were here tonight, and they'll be at the other open houses that we will have as well. And so it's an opportunity to come in and receive information about the projects that we have on the list, to provide information and feedback. They've created a survey and a QR code so that you can scan and take. It's a very short survey, but trying to solicit some information back from the public about what they see. Are we missing anything from this list? This list was culled down from probably half, twice as many projects when we first started this. There's just always more that we need or in some cases want than we have funding for. But as you can see from these projects, most of them are to take care of the things that we have in place. We will be doing this again before the next meeting, another open house from 5 to 6:30, and then we'll provide a presentation about SPLOS just as an opportunity to provide education, and we can receive feedback and answer questions. Anyone can contact the city anytime during the week, send emails, and we'll be happy to answer those questions. And that's all I have, Mayor. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Thank you, Ms. Connors, for your presentation. Now we will have our city attorney take us through the consent agenda.
Okay, we're opening a public hearing at the beginning of the reading of the consent agenda and closing it at the conclusion of the reading of the consent agenda. And unless otherwise stated, all resolutions and ordinances provide for an effective date and for other purposes. The first item on the consent agenda is Resolution 26-028, a resolution approving and authorizing the mayor to execute an annual subrecipient agreement with Cobb County Community Development Block Grant Program Office for the use of CDBG funds for the public facilities and infrastructure improvements for program year 2026. Resolution 26-029, a resolution authorizing the purchase of 1,500 sanitation carts at an amount not to exceed $87,325 and authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with Totter to effectuate this purchase. Resolution 26-030, a resolution establishing a flag policy. Resolution 26-031, a resolution updating the license agreement with the Georgia Power relating to pole attachments. That concludes the reading of the consent agenda.
Council, you have heard the consent agenda. What is your pleasure regarding it?
Mayor,
Go ahead.
Mayor, I move that we approve the consent agenda as read.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Is there any discussion? If not, please vote by stating your name that you affirm or you do not.
Raja Antone, I affirm.
Doris Dawkins, I affirm.
Dwayne Green, I affirm.
Dwight McNutry, I affirm.
Patricia Wisdom, I affirm.
Motion passed 5-0. Thank you.
Okay, now we'll move to the regular agenda and public hearings. The first item on that agenda is PZ 26-001. This is a variance request for 3658 10 Oaks Circle. Is the applicant present? Okay, will you come forward to the microphone, provide us your name and address, and tell us what you're requesting as the variance?
Hello.
My name is Berta Facundo. My address is 3658 10 Oaks Circle, Powder Springs, 30127.
Good afternoon. My name is Royaline Barron. I'm her son, and I'm going to be translating for her.
Can you tell us what you need the variance for?
Nosotros hicimos la aplicación para el permiso que ya construimos un porche.
She said we made an application for an acceptance form for a porch that we had already built.
Porque no sabíamos que necesitábamos un permiso para hacer, remover el porche viejo y crecer un poco la sala.
We made this application because we didn't know that we needed permission to extend our house. We had removed a part of our house to extend our living room using the porch that we had before we changed anything.
Do you know how many feet variance you need?
La sala la crecimos 5 pies. En el nuevo porche mide 7 pies. ¿Dónde era la banqueta?
So the measurements we have right now for the new living room, we extended our living room 5 more feet, and the porch that we built is 7 feet more from where the other thing.
So it's a 2 feet variance different you need.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. All right. This is also a public hearing. Is there anybody who would like to come forward and speak either for or against this application? Okay. Hearing none, I'll turn it over to you, Mayor.
Council, do you have any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Mayor, I move that we approve the variance there at 10 Oaks, PZ 26-001.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second, Mayor.
Is there any discussion? If not, please vote by stating your name that you affirm or you do not.
Raja Antone, I affirm.
Doris Stalkins, I affirm.
Dwayne Green, I affirm.
Dwight McMetry, I affirm.
Patricia Wisdom, I affirm.
Motion passed 5-0. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is PZ 26-002. This is a variance request for 4614 Stonewater Drive. The staff is recommending the applicant be allowed to withdraw this variance application. Is there anybody here to speak on this one? No? Okay, since they're requesting to withdraw it at this later date, the council would have to vote to authorize them to withdraw it, which would allow them to refile it if they needed to. So
council, is there a motion to allow them to withdraw this application with or without prejudice?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that the applicant be allowed to withdraw PZ 26-002 variance for 4614 Stonewater Drive without prejudice.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any discussion? Not, please vote by stating your name that you affirm or you do not.
Raja Antone, I affirm.
Doris Stalkins, I affirm.
Dwayne Green, I affirm.
Dwight McMetry, I affirm.
Patricia Wisdom, I affirm.
Motion passed 5-0.
Okay, the next item is PZ 26-003, and this has an accompanying item, the alcohol license at 26001. This is a special use at 4093 Marietta Street, Suite C, and it's the same address for the requested pouring license. There's a recommendation to table the special use and the alcoholic license at this time. Is the applicant present? Okay, the applicant is not present, but we did have Bocha? Oh, okay. Okay, and as I understand it, the applicant is not present because it was requested to be tabled. But you can come and speak, and it'll be a part of the minutes for this PZ 26-003. Can you provide us your name and address and whatever you'd like to say?
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Kelly Butcher. I live at 4309 Atlanta Street. Good evening, Mayor and Council members.
Good evening.
Y'all hear me? I'm here to respectfully oppose the approval of a license to turn.
Ms. Butcher, could you speak into the microphone? Thanks.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Sorry. I'm here tonight to respectfully oppose the approval of a license to turn 4093 Marietta Street into a package alcohol beverage store selling beer, wine, and spirits. Powder Springs is a family-oriented community. Many of us chose to live here because of its safety, character, and strong neighborhoods. We are concerned that adding another alcohol package store near residential areas could increase traffic, safety issues, and negatively impact property values. This is not about opposing business. It is about ensuring the right of development for the right location. We ask you to consider the long-term impact on our community and deny this application. And I just want to add that around that area, there are gas stations that compete all the time, but none of them have run any of them out of business because they all compete. You put a mega package store right there in Powder Springs, it's going to take business away from the small family-owned liquor stores in our that have been in Powder Springs for years. So I just thank you for your time and your consideration.
Thank
and
you.
I hope you heard
thank
me.
You. Yeah, if you'd like to. No, that's all. That's a separate matter she had.
Related to the application, even though the application is tabled, this petition of opposition was submitted earlier this evening so that it would be part of the record, and it will be provided to the city clerk's office and also referenced whenever the hearing is held.
Okay, so the staff recommendation at this time was to table PZ 26-003 and AL 26-001.
Council, we need a motion to table.
Mayor, I move that we table PZ 26-003, also along with AL 26-001, to the dates listed.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Is there any discussion? If not, please vote by stating your name that you affirm.
Question just for a point of clarity. The motion mentioned to the date specified. Is there a particular date specified?
No, there's not, because it has not been heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission. It was their recommendation to table, so they need to conduct their hearing at their next meeting if they decide to table it again. It'll come to you once they've acted on it. So no specific date, just a table.
To Ms. Julia, city attorney, do we have to modify the motion to
yes.
take off?
Okay. The motion then would be to remove any date for it to be taken off the table, but just to have it tabled. And then the person that seconded it would have to agree to that, and you'd have to vote on that change.
Mr. Green, would you modify your motion?
Okay. Mayor, I move that we modify the motion that was just said, PZ 26003 to be tabled, also along with AL 26001 to be tabled.
And the person that seconded the motion, would you modify your second?
Second.
Agree? Okay. All right. So would you vote?
Roger Antone, I affirm.
Doris Dawkins, I affirm.
Dwayne Green, I affirm.
Dwight McMitchery, I affirm.
Patricia Wisdom, I affirm.
Motion passed 5-0.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is PZ 26-004. This is a variance request for 4420 Macedonia Road. And this also has a recommendation to table this variance application. Is there anybody here who would like to speak on this matter?
Is there a motion to table?
Mr. Mayor, I move that we table PZ 26-004.
You're second to that motion.
I second.
Is there any discussion? If not, please vote by stating your name that you affirm or you do not.
Roger Antone, I affirm.
Doris Dawkins, I affirm.
Dwayne Green, I affirm.
Dwight McMetry, I affirm.
Patricia Wisdom, I affirm.
Motion passed 5-0.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is AL26-002. This is an alcohol license for 4469 Marietta Street, Vesuvio Pizzeria. The applicant, will you come forward, provide us your name and what you would like to do at this location?
Good evening. My name is Massimo Andreozzi. I'm the owner of Pizzeria Vesuvio in 4469 Marietta Street. And I'm from asking a permit from application alcohol license, if I say it right.
And it's a beer and wine license, so, as I understand, beer just beer and wine. Yes. Okay. Is there anybody here who would like to speak in favor or in opposition to this application? Would you like to come forward? Just 1 second, let's provide him.
Would you allow him to step to the mic, please?
Tom Funk, and I have the salon down the street, 4279 Marietta Street. This is exactly the kind of business that we need in town. It's wonderful that he's coming, and we appreciate him being here.
Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak? Okay.
Yeah. Council, do you have any questions? I think I asked this at the work session, what protocols that you have in place to keep from selling to minors. You know, Powder Springs has a zero tolerance for selling alcohol to minors. What protocols do you have in place to keep that from happening?
What are they going to do?
What are you doing for training for your employees to keep them from selling?
We're going to do a training, but the most important is before we sell alcohol, that request ID always. That's something that we already do in Kennesaw. I have a small location there. And every time they ask for a beer, wine, they have to show the ID and they have to put the date. I mean, you know, the birthday date. So
this is your second location. Have you ever had any violations before at your other location?
No.
Good deal. Council, do you have anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we approve AL26002 for the alcohol license for Vesuvio Pizzeria at 4469 Marietta Street.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
I don't need a second. Is there any discussion? If not, please vote by stating your name that you affirm or you do not.
Raja Antone, I affirm.
Laura Stalkins, I affirm.
Dwayne Green, I affirm.
Dwight McMurtry, I affirm.
Patricia Wisdom, I affirm.
Should pass 5-0. Waiting soon.
Thank you. I'm waiting too.
Mayor, that concludes the reading of
you're good. Thank you. Congratulations. All right. We can go. City Manager, you have anything else you want to add? Report?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. We will go to council report, starting with Ms. Doris Dawkins.
No, just want to wish everybody a good afternoon and thank those that are online as well as those in person for attending our meeting.
All right. Mr. Green, what do you have, sir?
Nothing, just peace and blessings to everyone within the sound of my voice.
Peace and blessings. Mr. Raja Anton, what do you have, sir?
Just a general observation. I am continually... glad. I'm very appreciative. I like what's going on in Cobb County in many different facets, and I enjoyed the gala the other night, and this was a good report about the SPLOST, and I'm glad that Powder Springs is associated with Cobb, and Cobb should be happy that Powder Springs is as well. So those are my comments.
Right. What about you, sir? You got anything?
Yes, sir. I want to say I had a great time at the annual chamber event Saturday night. Everything was wonderful. Everybody looked nice and had a very nice time. That's all I have, sir.
Ms. Patricia Wisdom.
Well, I want to say good evening again to everyone who's in person here, who's joined us, and also to all of the persons who've joined us on Zoom. I did want to follow up with my comments at the last agenda meeting in regard to focusing in more on the Cobb County school system, particularly as it relates to our two elementary schools here in the city, which are below level in terms of meeting the third and fifth grade milestones in reading. And as we know, the governor had launched over $2 billion to the state in order to increase the reading scores of our young people in the elementary school level. And this has not occurred here in the city. Our schools, our elementary schools, are doing very poor in this area. So I have reached out to our representative on the Cobb County School Board, Mr. Trey Hutchins, to work more with us and to help us to understand what they are doing and that will improve the situation. There also is a bill that is coming out in this legislative year to give more financial resources for reading for our third and fifth grade milestones, and that's Bill 1193. And so I'm going to be reaching out to our legislators, Senator Rhett and Representative Wilkinson, to also ensure that they are aware of the situation here in our schools. We only have two elementary schools and they need to be the best, okay?
All right, thank you very much. I also want to echo the sentiments regarding the Cobb County Chamber event on Saturday night. There was over 1,000 participants there, over 200 elected officials in the building, a lot of networking going on. Food was good, it was a great event. So with that being said, if there's nothing else that would keep us here, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting, and I want to thank you all for coming out this evening and travel safe home. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Mayor, I move that we motion to adjourn this meeting.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, please vote by stating your name that you affirm or you do not.
Roger Antone, I affirm.
Doris Dawkins, I affirm.
Dwayne Green, I affirm.
Dwight McMurtry, I affirm.
Patricia Wisdom, I affirm.
Thank you. Motion passed. We are adjourned. Y'all be safe.